You may have heard people talking about the organized blind. Well, in this segment of Main Menu, we're going to look at something that tries to keep you organized. It is a voice organizer. It's the IMP from Voice Diary. I think it's called IMP because it's the improved voice diary. This is a product designed from the ground up specifically for blind people. And you might mistake it for a cell phone or a remote control, actually. It's the thickness, it's reasonably thick, but not that large. You can easily hold it in the palm of your hand. And it has lots of buttons on it and a speaker at the top of the unit. It also has a headphone socket, a communications port, because you can back up the contents of your voice diary onto your PC and also restore from the PC. You can also download new versions of the software from your PC into the voice diary. And you can also download prompts as well. You can get new sets of prompt files for it. Looking at the keys, at the very top left we have the Find key, which is used in the phone book. There's the record key, which you need to press in order to record into the organizer, which has around about 90 minutes, that's 90 minutes, of storage time in it. We have a couple of round keys that control the speed of the voice or the volume of the voice, depending on whether you press it in conjunction with other keys or not. You've got a standard number pad, including star and the hash key. There are some special keys as well, including an escape key and a code key and an enter key and some calculator keys as well. So it's a busy keyboard. It also comes with a nice carrying case, makes it look very presentable indeed. A CD, so that you can install the software that allows the IMP to communicate with your PC. And it also has some audio on there as well. The manual is available in text format, and that's what I used to become familiar with the IMP. I downloaded the manual to my note taker, and then I was able to read that in Braille and refer to it as I went through and familiarized myself with it. It comes with a set of rechargeable batteries and a charger, which will work in any environment. So it will work in the American 110 to 120 system and the other 220 to 240 volt system. However, the batteries in my unit anyway don't seem to last very long at all. I'm sure that there's some sort of fault with it because it can only go for a few minutes. And then when you turn it off, the unit doesn't seem to want to wake up again unless you put it back on power. So I guess maybe a few dud batteries have come in this unit. Now, I'm going to turn the unit on, and to turn it on, you press the number 7, which also has a very distinct feel to it because of a little kind of bump on the left-hand edge of the key. It took me a while to work out how to turn it on, and the reason for that is that the manual, at least in the copy that I have on the disc, has got an error in it. It says that the off key is the bottom right-hand key, and in fact the bottom key is the bottom left-hand key. It then goes on to describe the on key as being 4 keys up from the off key, which is fine if they told you the correct off key. But because they don't, it's extremely confusing, because you're pushing what you think is the on key, and it isn't. Yeah. So they need to obviously address that in the manual. Now I'm going to hold the speaker up to the microphone and press the number 7, which is also the power on key.
Notepad.
And it said notepad, and that's where we arrive. The notepad is kind of a free form way of making notes about anything. It's not tied in any way to dates or times. It's simply a way to record things. And so, for example, I can talking to the microphone, which is sort of, how can you put it, nestled in between a couple of the keys towards the bottom of the IMP. And it's a very sensitive mic, too. You've heard it say off because it automatically turns itself off by default after 30 seconds. And because I'm going to be talking to you quite a bit about the unit, I think the first thing we might do is turn it on and fix that. So I'm going to turn it on again. Now I'm going to press the code key, which is here,
code,
and the record key.
Defaults table.
That has put me into the preferences for the unit, and it's set a default table. I'm going to use the H key, which is like a down arrow, to scroll through.
Alarm. Up. Seconds. Auto. Off. 30.
That's the one. Seconds auto off, and it's currently set to 30. I'm going to press the 6 key to change it.
Set parameter.
And I'm going to type the maximum value.
9, 9, 9.
And press enter.
Seconds auto off. 999.
Now, while we're in here, I'm just going to make another change. So we'll go through the options here.
Alarm. Repetition. X. Diary. Enter. Time. Unit ID. 1. Password. No. Status. 4. Phone book. Header. Up. Hours. Alarm. Down. Diary. Alarm. Repetition. Time. Format. A.M. P. Date. Format. Month. Day.
All right, well, while I'm here, I'm going to change that.
Day. Month.
There we go. Now it's on to day, month. I just press the 6 key to change that, which is the way that we write the date outside of the U.S. So having made those changes, I'm going to press the escape key.
Notepad.
And we're back in the notepad. So it will not keep turning off during the course of this review. And we'll come back and have a look at some of those preferences in the IMP a bit later, because there is a lot of configurability in the unit, which is always good. I'm going to now record a quick note. So I'll hold down the record key. You can have it set up so that you can press it when you want to start recording and press it again to stop, but at the moment I've set it to its default of holding down the record key, and I can just make a note to myself. Don't forget to finish the main menu review on the IMP for this week's main menu. And I can play that back, but I'm just going to record another one because it's good to have two or three to play with. I'll record a second note. Let's see. ACB radio treasure trove needs to be changed at midday UTC. That's actually wrong, but never mind. It's midday my time. It's midnight UTC. Let's record a third note, and let's just say it is sunny today and unusually hot for the middle of autumn. Now, if I press enter, it will play the one I just recorded.
3.
It is sunny today and unusually hot for the middle of autumn.
I can also press 1 to move back through my notes and 3 to move forward. So if I press 1...
2. ACB radio treasure trove needs to be changed at midday UTC. That's actually wrong, but never mind.
And now if I press 1...
1.
Don't forget to finish the main menu review on the IMP for this week's main menu.
There are ways also of jumping to specific memos. If you've got a lot of notes in here, let's say you've got 40 or 50, you can actually type a go-to command and then move to a specific note that you want to take a look at. There's also a daily pad. That is more of a to-do list specific to tasks that you want to get done in a given day. And there are features that will allow you to move data from one of these applications in the IMP to another. So what I'd like to do is move through and this one here, the one that we're on now, and I'll just press enter to play it.
1.
Don't forget to finish the main menu review on the IMP for this week's main menu.
All right, I'm just moving the speaker around a bit to get it close to the microphone, but it's got quite good sound. Now, I want to copy this. In fact, I want to move it. I want to move it to the daily pad for Tuesday because I've got to get the review finished by Tuesday, the 23rd of April. So I'm going to press 9 to mark this for moving, because having verified by pressing the enter key that I'm on the note that I want to move, we can just press the 9 key.
Move.
Now, we're in a kind of a menu system in some respects. You often, in the IMP, use the 2 key to go up and the 8 key to go down through applications or menus. If I press 8 now...
Daily pad, today, Monday.
It said daily pad, today, Monday. So I will now press the 6 key, which will move me to the next day.
Tuesday, April 23.
I do wish that they would sort that out. This is something that's quite common in products of this kind. Although I have set my date to saying date, month, it doesn't change its prompt. So I don't want it to say April 23. I want it to say 23rd of April, but it doesn't seem to allow me to do that. Now, if I just check here.
No memo.
There are no memos on the 23rd of April. Right. Now, I'm going to press the 9 key again. You recall that I pressed the 9 key to mark that memo in the notepad for moving. And now I'm going to press 9 again.
Move done.
Move done, it said. And now...
1.
Don't forget to finish the main menu review on the IMP for this week's main menu.
So, if I move to another day...
Today, Monday, April 22...
And we find out that there are...
No memo.
No memo. And now if I move to the next day...
Tuesday, 1, April 23.
It said Tuesday and then significantly 1. That tells me that there is one memo associated with Tuesday, April 23. And that is...
1.
Don't forget to finish the main menu review on the IMP for this week's main menu.
So I have moved that from the notepad, where it's just a kind of a scratch pad, to looking at a specific task. Of course, now that I'm in the daily pad, if I don't complete that task and I want to move it to another day, then I can do so. There are also ways of copying the material, so that rather than move from one application to another, you can actually have, let's say, a task in your daily pad on more than one day if you need to. So there's a bit of flexibility there in terms of manipulating the data. Now we can, of course, just keep pressing 6 to move through our days.
Tuesday, 1, April 23, Wednesday, April 24.
If you're looking for something that might be scheduled for some time in the future, obviously that's not going to be the best approach. So they have a way in the IMP to deal with that. All you have to do is press the escape key, followed very quickly by the star key.
Escape. Set daily pad date.
Set daily pad date. So we'll go to the 26th of June, let's say. So I do
2-6.
006 and press enter.
Wednesday, June 26, 02.
And I can record a memo here, such as, let's say, pack bags for ACB convention. And then press enter to repeat it.
1.
Pack bags for ACB convention.
And it's in there. So that's the daily pad, essentially, where there is no appointment involved, where you just have a task that you need to complete on that day, then that's how you do it. There will be situations where you will want to make an appointment, or perhaps you want to make sure that something is coming up on a fairly frequent basis. This is where we get into the full diary that's available. And we'll push the 8 key to move through our menu here.
Diary, 3:49 p.m.
And we're in the diary now. I can, by the way, just press the asterisk key at any time and it will give me the current time and date.
3:49 p.m. Monday, April 22, 02.
So that's fine. We'll just show you a bit of, while I remember to do this, how flexible the voice is on the IMP. If I press the code key followed by the arrows, that affects the speed of the voice.
Code slow, code end.
Now that's as slow as it will go. Let's just see if we can do that time again so we can hear how slow it is.
3:50 p.m. Monday, April 22, 02.
And now we can go back and press the code key again and see how fast we can make it go.
Code and...
Oops, wrong way.
Code fast.
And that's how fast it goes, so now...
3:51 p.m. Monday, April 22, 02.
So that's quite understandable, but anyway, I will just slow it down to where I think it roughly was before.
Code slow. Code set current date.
Well, now what I did was I pushed code and then star, which allows you to set the time and date. So escape with the asterisk or star key allows you to move to a specific date in applications such as the daily pad and the diary. Star on its own will allow you to hear the current time and date on the system clock, and code with the star key allows you to set the time and date of the system clock. I'll just escape out of here.
Diary, today, Monday, 3:49 p.m., April 22, 02.
Now, there's some really sort of interesting stuff in here. You can, for example, press the 8 key.
4 p.m.
to move through the time.
4:30 p.m., 5 p.m.
Now, but if I press the 2 key.
4:45 p.m., 4:30 p.m.
It's
4:15 p.m.
moving through in quarter-hour increments.
4 p.m.
If I hold the 2 key down.
3:45 p.m. 3:30 p.m. 3 p.m. 2 p.m. 1 p.m.
It's going
12 p.m.
back in hours now.
8 a.m.
Now it's 4 hours.
4 a.m.
So it will
12
keep...
12 a.m.
If you hold it down long enough, it will keep increasing. And it will never skip back a day this way. You're always on the same date, no matter how long you leave it held down for as you move through the time of day. Now, another cool trick with this is that if you press the 2 and the 8 keys alternately,
4 p.m., 4:15 p.m., 4:10 p.m.,
I'm pushing 2 and 8 alternately, and it's narrowing the amount of time it moves up and down in.
4:11 p.m.
Now it's to...
4:10 p.m.
Okay, now we're back to 1 minute increments.
4:09 p.m.
So you can get exact. And if I just press the escape key.
Escape. Diary today.
Now
Monday,
it should be back
4:03 p.m.
Normal.
4 p.m. 3:30 p.m.
Right, so it's back to normal. Also, now obviously we can use 4 and 6 to move through days of the week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8 a.m.
But if
April
I
25.
But if I now press the 6 key and hold it down.
Friday, Monday, April 29, Monday, May 6.
It's going
Monday, May 13.
By weeks.
Monday, May 20. Monday, May 27.
And now I can press the 4 key to move back.
Sunday, Monday, May 20.
And I'm holding it down
Monday,
and it's
May
going back
13.
By weeks.
Monday,
obviously,
May 6.
I can now press the escape key.
Escape.
And star.
Set diary date.
I can jump. I'll escape out of it.
Diary Monday.
I can push a specific date anywhere on the calendar that I want to jump to as well. So it is really easy to move around this application. And when you've been using it even a short time, as I have, you really quickly get the idea of jumping to a particular point in the application on the diary and making your appointment. So we're at midnight now. I'm going to make an appointment. Let's go to, by pushing 6, we'll go to tomorrow.
Tuesday, 8 a.m., April 23.
Let's go to Wednesday.
Wednesday, 8 a.m., April 24.
And, of course, by the time you hear this, it'll be Wednesday, April the 24th in New Zealand. And we'll go through to, let's see, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So hold down the 8 key.
8:30 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 4 p.m.
All right, and now let up on the 8 key.
5 p.m.
And push it again, and we're on to 5 p.m. And I'll just record an appointment here. Birthday party. Yes, hopefully they'll make me some cake. I'll just push enter to confirm.
Birthday party.
Yeah, shall I sing happy birthday into it to myself? 4 and 6 will move you through each day. 1 and 3 will actually move you when you're in the diary to your next appointment. So if I push 3 from here.
Wednesday, April 24, 5 p.m.
Birthday party.
And there we have the birthday party that we've just recorded. Now, to get where I want to be quickly, I'm just going to turn the unit off.
Off.
And then back on again.
Notepad 2.
And I'm in Notepad. You recall there are 2 notes that I recorded earlier. I'll press the 7 key now.
Diary today, Monday, 4:10 p.m. April 22, 02.
It's 4:10 p.m. and now I'm going to move to 4:11 if I can, 4:12 probably by the time I get around to doing this.
4 p.m. 4:30. 4:15. 4:20. 4:19. 4:20. 4:19. 4:20 p.m. 4:19. 4:18.
Oh, there we go.
4:15. 4:13 p.m.
Okay, let's go with 4:13 p.m. and I'm going to record a quick message here. It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water. And now I'm going to press the plus key, which I will just locate and press it.
Alarm on.
And it has set an alarm for that appointment. What that means is that at 4:13, even if I turn the unit off, which I will shortly, it should wake up and play the alarm. We'll just review what we've got here. So if I move with the 3 key, it should give me my next appointment.
4 p.m.
Am I pushing the right thing? No, I am not.
4:13 p.m.
It's 4:13.
Okay.
Wednesday, April 24th, 5 p.m.
Birthday party.
And
now press 1.
Today, Monday, April 22nd, 4:13 p.m.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
And
you'll hear that beep at the beginning. That tells me that there's an alarm associated with this appointment. I'll press the star key now.
4:11 p.m. Monday, April 22nd.
There we are.
02.
So it's 4:11, and I'm going to turn the unit off now. We'll see how we're going for the time now.
4:11 p.m.
It's still 4:11, so we'll just turn it off, and it will give me a little bit of a while to explain some other things about this. So it's turned off. What we've done, we've made an appointment for 4:13, and after we recorded the appointment, we press the plus key, which turns on the alarm for that appointment. Even when the unit is asleep, it will wake itself up. One thing that I would like to see added is the ability to set a bit of a warning time so that the alarm goes off in advance of the appointment, maybe by 5 or 10 minutes. But it's just a functional thing, I guess, and if you know that you need to do it this way, you can always set the alarm for about 5 minutes earlier by making the appointment 5 minutes earlier and saying you've got to be at a meeting in 5 minutes, or you've got to start travelling to a meeting in 5 minutes, or whatever. So it's certainly not a biggie.
4:13 p.m.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
Off.
And it turned itself off again and said that it had done that. So it made 6 pings. Ping! It went 6 times. And you can specify how many pings it's going to make when you go into the preferences. And we will examine the preferences at greater length a little bit later. So that is how you can set an alarm for your appointment. Just by recording it in your diary here and then pressing the plus key once it's recorded to turn the alarm off. If you change your mind and you decide that you don't want the appointment to have an alarm at any time, you can scroll back to the appointment that has an alarm and press the plus key. Now, if I want to make a fresh start and erase what I've done in the diary, and this applies to most of the applications as well, I can press, well, let's go here. Let's I've got to turn the unit on, don't I, because it turned itself off.
Notepad 2.
There we go.
Diary. Today, Monday, 1:13 p.m. 1 April 22, 02.
And we're on.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
Yes. Now, I can erase that simply by pressing 0.
Erase.
And then enter.
Done.
That's gone. Now, what happens, though, if I've accidentally erased the wrong memo? Don't you hate that when that happens and the appointment's gone into oblivion? Well, with the IMP, it actually hasn't. If I just press the escape key.
Escape.
And then 0.
Erase memos 1.
And it says erased memos 1. And I can look through them.
1.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
Right, let's say that for some reason that's the one I didn't want to erase, that's the one I want back where it belongs. I just press the 9 key, which of course is the move key. You remember we discussed that earlier for moving it to another application?
Move.
So I've pressed 9 to mark that for moving, And now I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape. Erase memos 1.
And escape. I should be getting back into the diary. There we
today,
go.
Today, Monday, 4:19 p.m.
And now I
April
will
22,
press
02.
The 9 key again.
Move done.
Move done. Now let's see what we have.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
End.
That's right. So now if I just move...
Tuesday, today, Monday, 4:20 p.m.
So, Tuesday. Yeah, there you go. I'll just stop it from talking. So what we did was we got that out of the erased memos and we moved it to 4:20. So you actually have to go back to the correct time that you want to move it back to. But it is a good feature that when you erase something, it's not actually gone. It's good in the sense that you can't lose anything too important irrevocably. But where it does fall down a little bit is that that means that the space is not made available to you for other functions. So if you have 89 minutes of recording and you've really desperately got to free some up, then what you have to do is erase memos and then use the recycle memory function. And this can take an enormous amount of time. It really can. What that will do is really get rid of everything from memory and free that memory back up for you. In the manual, it does admit that it could take as long as an hour. And I can well imagine, because I've just been playing with this with a view to learning it, to show it to you today, and I've had a very small number of notes and phone numbers and things in here, and it has taken a really, you know, like about 10 to 15 minutes to recycle the memory. And you have to have it plugged into the power to recycle the memory. They won't risk you doing it on batteries, which in some ways is quite a sensible idea, because I imagine that if the batteries went flat on you during that critical recycling process, it could cause some serious data corruption. So just be mindful of that. It can take ages, but the unerase feature is a nice comfort. I'm sure you'll agree. Personally, I think what sorts out the men from the boys in these particular sorts of applications is how it handles recurring appointments or repeating appointments, and VoiceDiary does a superb job of this, the IMP from VoiceDiary. What I'd like to do is put a item in my planner that will, or my diary, that will let me be alerted every time main menu is going to be on. In fact, what we'll do is set it to go off at 12:55 my time, 5 to 1. That reminds me that I need to go and turn main menu on. But now I'm going to press code followed by the number 3.
Code. Repetition.
And we're on repetition. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is set the time.
No, memo.
Let's see. Do I have to first set the repetition? All right, we'll set the repetition first.
Repetition, daily, 8 a.m.
It's on daily at 8 a.m. at the moment.
Repetition, Monday, 8 a.m. Repetition, Tuesday, 8 a.m. Repetition, Wednesday, 8 a.m.
They don't seem to make a distinction between weekdays and weekends, which is one thing I'd like to see, but they do annually. So here we are. Now, we're on Wednesdays, and I'm now going to move through the time.
8:30 a.m.
Yeah, let me do it now.
9:10, 11:01 p.m.
1 p.m. And now I can record my voice message to go with it. Now, we wanted to go to 12:55, didn't we? Because we want to set this off. So let's see if I can do that by using the 2 and the 8 keys repeatedly.
12:40, 12:50 p.m. 12:49 p.m. 12:50 p.m. 12:53 p.m. 12:55 p.m.
Now I can record. It's time to set off main menu. And now we'll just check that.
12:55 p.m. Weekly, Wednesday.
It's time to set off main menu.
All right. Now we can also make some other changes here by pressing the code key followed by the plus key.
Code, diary, on.
Diary is on, that's right, because we want it to appear in the diary to let us know that we're going to have some time here to set my menu off.
End date, no end date.
There's no end date.
Start date, April 24, 02.
That's the start date of this appointment.
Alarm on.
The alarm is on.
Diary on.
And it's in the diary?
End date.
Right.
No, end
so
date.
That's fine. That's what we want it to be. Now we'll get out of here with escape. Yep.
Repetition. Wednesday, 1:12:55 p.m. 1.
Now, what that means is that if I escape one more time...
Escape. Repetition.
Hang on.
Escape.
One more, maybe.
Diary.
Anyway,
Wednesday.
Back in the
2,
diary.
5 p.m. 1.
Now, I'll press 1 to move through to my previous appointment.
Birthday party.
12:55 p.m.
It's time to see the main menu.
And then 1 again.
Today, Monday, April 22, 4:19 p.m.
It's 4:13. Time for a glass of nice water.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Now, if I keep moving forward through the appointments, let's see what happens.
Wednesday, April 24, 12.
Oh, we know that's there.
It's time to see that. May
5 p.m.
Birthday.
Wednesday, May 1, 12:55 p.m.
It's time to see that main menu.
Wednesday, May 8, 12:55 p.m.
So there they are. And we have main menu and that reminder set to go every Wednesday interminably. So the repetition feature does work quite well. It doesn't get quite so complicated that you can set a warning to go off or an alarm to go off on, the say, the fourth Monday of every month, for example. It doesn't quite go that far. And a lot of voluntary organisations that blind people are involved in do that sort of thing. You know, they say that we go to meet on the first Wednesday of the month or something. But nevertheless, there is quite a bit of flexibility in the IMP with respect to making repetitions or recurring appointments. You can also have it so that these don't appear in the diary, but they're still noted. That would occur, for example, if you don't want to allocate a block of time to an event, but you want to be reminded of something. Very useful for birthdays and, of course, that all-important wedding anniversary. And your life is not worth living if you ever were to forget that. So you can put that in the IMP, and it will remind you of that without actually taking up any space in your diary. Now let's move on to a different application in the IMP voice diary that we're reviewing today on Main Menu. And this is the phone book application. The IMP voice diary will store 127 telephone numbers. And they say that for ease of sorting and speed that you should store different telephone numbers under different headers or groups, such as friends, family, and business. So I'm going to try and do that now, and first of all we will set up some headers. To do that, I'm going to press the code key followed by the find key.
Code.
There we go. And now find.
Train header.
Friends.
Friends.
Repeat.
Friends.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have friends. I'm going to just press the escape key now.
Phone book.
And it's back in phone book, and I'll press code with find again.
Code. Train. Header.
Business.
Business.
Repeat.
Business.
Okay.
And so we have friends and business. Now, I'll press escape.
No, memo. Phone book.
Here we're in the phone book now. In fact, you can push the find key, I think, pretty much from anywhere. But we'll press the find key and we'll go into business first.
Find header.
Business.
Business.
We're in business now, and I can now press code and find again.
Code.
This time we're going to record a name.
Train name.
Out of sight.
Out of sight.
Repeat.
Out of sight.
Okay.
Now we're in out of sight, we can record virtually a free form memo. So there aren't fields like address and city and state and zip. you can put as many fields in here as you want. For example, we'll just press 7 Kemp Street, Putaki, Whanganui, 5001.
Zero.
Now what I'm doing is
six,
I'm putting the phone number three, in while I'm holding down the record
four,
key.
8, 8, 1, 2, 7.
Now let it up. And now we can press record and say cell phone.
0.
And I'm
two,
typing in the number again.
7, 2, 2, 6, 6, 7, 3, 6.
And we can also add some other form fields, such as on the web, it's www.outofsight.org.nz. Let it go, and then we push it again. Email support@outofsight.org.nz. And now we can move back through our fields. In fact, no, let's not do that. Let's get out of here altogether.
Out of sight.
There we go. We're
scared. Business.
Phone book.
So we're moving up a level at a time.
Notepad.
Now we're back in the notepad, right? So suddenly I want to make a call to out of sight. I'll just push the find key.
Find header.
Business.
Business.
And push find again.
Find name.
Out of sight.
Out of sight.
Four.
And it said four because there are four fields in this memo for out of sight. I'll press the enter key to play the first one.
17 Kemp Street. Putaki, Whanganui, 5001.
0, 6, 3, 4, 8, 8, 1, 2, 7.
So you remember that I was talking while I was entering those numbers in, but as soon as I started to enter the number, it turned the microphone off. Now the minus key acts as the dial key that's on the second row from the bottom, so I just push that. And it's dialed the number. Now we can press 3 to move through the other items in this entry.
2.
Cell phone.
0, 2, 7, 2, 2, 6, 6, 7, 3, 6.
And if I need to, I'll just press the dial key. And it's dialed it.
3.
On the web, it's www.outofsight.org.nz.
So I just press 3 to scroll through the entry.
4.
Email support@outofsight.org.nz.
And if I want to, I can just erase that particular thing by pressing 0.
Erase.
And then enter.
Done.
And it's erased that particular field, but not the rest of it.
2.
Cell phone.
3.
On the web, it's www.
Now, I haven't mentioned that you can press enter at any time to pause what you're listening to. If I press enter again,
site.org.nz,
it resumes. So there's an entry. And just to emphasize the process, we'll make up a fictional friend because I don't think, it's not that I don't have any, hope not anyway, but I don't want to give anyone's private information. So we'll make one up and we'll get out of here with escape.
Out of sight. Business.
Phone book.
We're in the phone book now and we'll find the friends header.
Find header.
Friends.
Friends.
And now we'll add a new name by pressing code with find.
Code. Train. Name.
Freddy Frisbee.
Freddy Frisbee.
Repeat.
Freddy Frisbee.
Okay.
Interesting the way the okay is so different from everything else. Now we can start recording information about Freddy Frisbee. 1234 Somewhere Street. Someplace. Home phone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And we'll hit up on the record. Business phone.
Time. 5, 5, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I hit the wrong key there, but it will just ignore the other one. And let's say, comments, please never lend Freddy Frisbee any money. And now we'll just escape out of here.
No keyed numbers.
Freddy Frisbee.
I'm doing well with the keys, aren't I?
Friends.
Phone book. Notepad.
Right, so we're right out of it now. We're back in Notepad. You remember way, way, way back we had...
Two.
It is sunny today. And unusually hot for the middle of autumn.
There you go. So I press the find key.
Find. Header.
Friends.
Louder.
Friends. Oh, okay, I have to push find again when it says louder.
Find header.
Friends.
Friends.
Find name.
Freddy Frisbee.
Freddy Frisbee.
Four.
And there we have four items returned. We're pushing into to play the first one.
One.
1234 Sunway Street, someplace.
And three to scroll through.
Two.
Home phone.
One, two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 3.
Business phone.
Star 5551212.
That's useful because I put star. It actually said times there, I think, but it did put a star in there because sometimes you may want to put an asterisk character in a phone number, especially if it's to do with bank numbers or something like that.
Four
comments. Please never lend Freddy Frisbee any money.
If I press a 6 key.
Business.
It will now scroll me through to the business category.
Friends. Business.
And I can just keep moving through. If I push 2 and 8.
Out of sight. Out of sight.
If there were more entries than one in each category, it would scroll me through the different entries. So there are other ways to interact with this information besides searching for them by voice prompts. You can just scroll through them. So that's the phone book. It seems to do a pretty good job. I don't know whether people might find just 127 entries a bit limiting, and I haven't really put a large number in to find out how slow it gets or how the voice recognition copes with a large number of entries. But on the surface, it looks like a very good phone book application. The IMP comes with a handy little calculator.
Calculator.
And obviously, it will do simple calculations. We can type, for example,
2556.
And then we have the plus key down here.
Plus 2556 plus.
So when you press the plus key, it actually repeats back to you what you've already put in, the first addend. And then we do
56454.
And then we'll press enter, which will be the equals key.
56454 equals 59010.
And it also has a number of other functions. If we press the code key.
Code.
And then the number 5.
Current code recall.
Now, we can move through the different code functions.
In the power of recall. Sign change. Root. Percent. In the power of recall, sign, root, percent.
Okay, so that's what we have there. It will also obviously do subtraction and division, percentages, and square roots.
Calculator.
If I can just get up. There we go.
Phone book.
Business. Out of sight.
3.
And now we're back into the phone book again, having just come out of the calculator. So it's handy to have it on the unit if you want to do some quick calculations. It's there and available. I don't know about you, but it's incredibly often that I wish I had a simple stopwatch close by. And if you have the IMP, then you do have a stopwatch with all of these other functions. So to get to it, one presses the code key.
Code.
And then the plus.
Stopwatch.
And here we are in stopwatch. To start the stopwatch, I'll just press the enter key.
Start.
And off it goes, and we're off. At any time, I can press the 5 key to check the elapsed time.
7 seconds.
Doesn't give me any tenths, which is a bit disappointing.
13 seconds.
And it will keep going, and I'll just press the enter key again.
19 seconds. Stop.
And it says 19 seconds stopped, and it's recorded, it's reset itself, rather. What's really quite cool about this, though, is that if you press the record key while the stopwatch is running, you can put the current time into a memory, and you can use that to record up to 10 lap times. Now, after you've finished timing, you can use the browse keys, so your typical 1 and 3, to hear those lap times that you recorded. And those lap times are actually stored in memory until they're overridden with another session. So even if you turn off your IMP, those lap times are still there. So just to show you, we'll go back in and start this. I think, are we still in the...
Start.
Yeah, there we are. So we've started the stopwatch. And let's see.
5 seconds.
We'll just keep it going for a few more.
8 seconds.
Now I'm going to press the record button.
11 seconds.
And it's said the time. And now it's stored that in memory. And let's say we're doing another lap. Oh, man, it's very energetic stuff. And we'll press the record key, rather, one more time.
28 seconds.
Well, that was a longer lap. And we'll press enter.
32 seconds. Stop.
Now I can move through the lap times that we've stored.
28 seconds. 11 seconds.
There we are. So
28
and they just
seconds.
Recycle round. So it's a handy way of recording those times, which is really quite useful in certain situations. Great if you're going out to sports with the kids and you need to time lap times and things. Now there's still more to show you. Let's move on to another application in here. This is the timer. And I will get there by pressing the code key and then the X key.
Code.
Which I believe is this one on the bottom right.
Set timer.
Set timer. What we can do here is let's make it go off for every minute. We want it to go off every minute twice. So we do 00 for the hours.
00.
And then 01 for the minutes, meaning we want it to go off every minute.
01.
And then 02, meaning that we want it to go off twice.
02.
And then we will press enter.
Timer. 0 hours. 1 minute. 2 times. Notepad. 2.
And now it's popped me back into Notepad. And I think I can press the bottom right-hand key again to check how it's going.
Timer. 1 minute. 2 times.
That's right. So it's just telling me how that's getting on. And shortly, we will hear it go off for the first time. And then it will count down a second time. So this is quite useful. It's amazing how many places of work now require you to take a keyboard break. Jolly good thing, you know, because those wrists start getting a bit sore. And before you know it, you've got yourself occupational overuse syndrome. So this could be set to, for example, tell you to take...
Timer 1.
There we go. This could, for example, be set to tell you to take a stretch break every hour. Obviously, it's useful in a cooking situation where you have to cook things for 10 minutes or something like that. Maybe you're microwaving the potatoes. I find that it's a very fine line between making them too hard and horrible and making them too soft and, you know, not tasting very nice. So you see, you could set this, and then you have to turn over the potatoes. So that's where it's quite useful for having it being able to go off more than once. So we'll just let that do its thing and sound a second time. And then I think we're about really to look at the preferences, what they call the default table in the IMP, which will allow you to set all kinds of user preferences in the unit. It should be going off now.
Timer end.
Timer end. There we go. So that's the timer application. Not rocket science by any means, but gosh, is it useful. And when you've got this unit that has the stopwatch and the timer, your notepad, your memos, diary, phone book, in such a tiny remote control looking device, it really is quite compelling. Well, if you're like me, it's quite fun going in and tinkering with the different preferences to really customize these sorts of devices. And the IMP doesn't disappoint in this regard. There are quite a few things you can change. So as we did at the beginning, let's go into it now. And that is with code.
Code.
And the rec key.
Default table.
And default table is where we are. And now let's scroll through.
Alarm. Up.
And so that's the alarm, and that's currently on.
Access pass alarm up.
Yep, and that will allow you to make sure that alarms will be able to sound throughout the unit.
Seconds auto off 999.
The seconds auto off parameter, you recall that we adjusted that in the interest of saving battery time. It's set by 30 seconds to default. If you haven't done anything with it in 30 seconds, it will turn itself off and say the word off, and it's just a matter of turning the unit back on when you're ready to perform another action.
Alarm. Repetition. 6.
That means that when the alarm is sounded, it will play 6 times, that little beep that we heard. The ping, more like it, really.
Diary. Enter. Time. 8 a.m.
Now, this is the default time for the diary. So when you go to a particular day and there are no appointments scheduled in your diary, where is it going to put you? And the default is 8 a.m. If you want to change that, you can do so. I'm just using, by the way, 8 to scroll down through here. It's like a down arrow key, I guess, and I can use 2, which is a bit like an up arrow, to scroll up through this.
Unit ID, 1.
The unit ID is a handy feature if you're in an organization, I guess, of the blind or for the blind, where there are a whole lot of IMPs, and they can set the unit ID on this so that each IMP has its own unique ID, useful for tracking things down, I guess.
Password, no.
You can set a password here if you want to protect access to the unit.
Status, 4.
This is a feature which allows you to restrict the functions that are available in the IMP. Perhaps it could be a good learning tool if you don't want people to have access to all the applications at once and get confusing, because this is actually a very powerful device. There are all sorts of key combinations that you can press, and it may be that there is a bit of a learning curve involved. So if you want to minimize that, you can make some of the applications invisible. So the different options you have are, if you set this parameter to 1, then the notepad and the daily pad will be available. If you set it to 2, then the notepad, the daily pad, and the diary become available. If you set it to 3, then you make available the notepad, the daily pad, the diary, and the phone book. And if you set it to 4, all applications are available.
Phone book header, up.
If you'd rather not have the system of phone book headers, this is where you can turn them off.
Hours, alarm, down.
Hours, alarm, down. If you turn this on, then it will make an hourly alarm, well, I guess, what can I say? An hourly alarm at the top of the hour.
Diary, alarm, repetition.
And the diary alarm is set to repetition at the moment, which means that you will hear a noise when there is a repeating appointment.
Time, format, AM, PM.
You can switch to 24-hour format if you'd rather, or the default is AM and PM. By the way, just to show you how easy it is to switch, we've been using 2 and 8 to scroll through here. So if I press a 6 key now,
24 hours.
There we go. It's now switched to 24 hours, and I just press enter to confirm that change.
Time, format, 24 hours.
And if I press 6 again,
AM, PM.
And press enter.
Time, format, AM, PM.
Then we'll press 8 to continue to scroll through.
Date, format, day, month.
That's fine. That's the way we like it.
On, enter, notepad.
And that means that when you turn the unit on, you can enter notepad. Let's have a look at some of the options we have.
Today, diary, phone book, calculator, down, notepad.
Right, so let's go through and continue to scroll.
Record, hold down key.
Record, hold down key, and we have...
Double click. Hold down key.
So if you double click, that means that you press it to start recording and you press it again to stop recording. Very useful for those long memos, I guess.
Escape time 2.
Sometimes the escape key can be followed by another key to initiate certain functions. It kind of acts like another code key. And we've seen that in some instances during the review where you've had to press escape followed reasonably quickly by another key. This stipulates how long the IMP is going to wait for that other command before it decides, okay, this is just a regular escape command to go up one level, and the default is set to 2 seconds.
Minute, auto, escape, off, 0.
I couldn't get a full understanding of what this does in the manual, but there you go. Someone will tell me, I'm sure. Someone will email me.
Default, country, no.
This is where you can set a country code for yourself. This is a very good feature, the stuff we're getting into now, because it allows you to set all sorts of things like access codes that you might need to dial to get an outside line. It means that the numbers can still be dialed if you go overseas. It's great.
Default area. No.
So you can set all this up if you wish to. And if I was keeping this, I would certainly do that.
Default long distance code. No. Default international access. No. Current country. No.
Right, so if you're at home, obviously you'd set your default country and your current country to the same. And then it wouldn't dial the country code. But if you were going away, then obviously you would program in the access code for where you are, the long-distance code for getting an international number, and then it would dial the country code for you.
Current area, no. Current long-distance code, no. Current international access, no. Local access, no. Access number, no.
So we're just scrolling through those.
Access password, no. Alarm.
And then we're back. So a lot of features in terms of making sure that when you hit that dial key in the phone book, that it is going to dial exactly what you said. There are lots of code things to remember. You'll notice that throughout the review, and it may seem a bit confusing at first, but obviously if you use anything often enough, it's going to become second nature, and there are so many options. One thing we can do... Can I get out of here? Yes, I can. If I press code and then the number 5, this is quite a useful feature because it gives you a menu of things that you can do.
Code.
So let's press 5.
Current code train.
And now we'll go through.
Fast. Train. Fast. Slow. Default table. Remove erased memos. Repetition.
So these are things that we've covered, and this is a way of getting to it from a menu.
System.
Ah, we haven't had a look at the system. You see, this is a useful thing. This menu has reminded me that we can do that. I'll press enter to get in there.
System.
Now, we should be in system, so I can scroll through the options here.
Charging fast. Battery up.
Okay, so it says that it's charging and the battery's up.
Available memory 98%. Erase memory 1%.
So there's 98% available memory and there's 1% in erase memory.
Available phone book entries 122. Erase phone book entries 1. Software version 3.18.103. Prompt version 103.1.
That tells us the software version and the prompt version, which is really useful if you want to check the website and connect this to the PC. That is a really good feature, by the way. It does allow you to connect things to the PC and back up your unit so that if you have any kind of crash or whatever, then your memos are safe. And if you're using this as a critical part of your business, and you certainly could do because it's got everything, your diary, your organizer, the whole works, then you want to keep this information safe. So the ability to back it all up is a nice feature.
Charging fast. Battery up.
There we go. So that's the end of that. We'll push escape to get out.
Notepad 2.
And we'll go back into that code list to make sure we've dealt with everything in here.
Code.
So code 5.
Current code train.
And then just move through.
Fast. Slow. Default. Remove erased repetition. System. Communication. Copy. Set current date time. Erase notepad. Dial tunes prompts.
Okay, now that's quite a cool thing. If we go into here, I'll push enter.
Dial tunes prompt.
Now, we have got a touch tone generator here. I'm just pressing numbers on the keypad.
Error.
Yeah. I don't think you can vary the length of the tone. And this is a code function that does it.
Error.
Let's see. No, we have to hit escape to get out.
Escape.
There we go.
Notepad
so
two.
Let's go back in and just check that we've done everything in the code list.
Code. Current. Code. Train. Fast. Slip. Default. Remote. Repeat. This. Commute. Pop. Set. Current. Erase. Note. Dial tunes. Prompt. Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. We've seen that.
Erase all user info.
Good stuff.
Set. Timer. Train.
And then we're back to train.
Fast.
And at the beginning again.
Hello.
There are a couple of things I'd like to say in conclusion about the documentation. I did find the documentation a little bit disappointing. And remember that I've just read this because there's a lot of pressure to review this kind of stuff and get Main Menu together. I haven't listened to the audio. I've just listened, read the material in Braille quickly and come to grips with it. But what they do at the beginning of the manual is describe the different keys. And they don't refer to their position on the keyboard ever again. So the point is, you could be looking at some instructions on the, let's say the diary, for example. And it says to press something with the record key, code with the record key. Well, the first thing you've got to remember is, well, where's the code key? It was so long ago since I read the description of where the keys are. So you actually have to flip back to find where the code key is from the description. And I think that at least at the beginning of each section, they should start describing things. For example, they can say the code key, a reminder, the code key is located, whatever, and the plus key is located here, that sort of thing. So I think there could be a little bit of improvement done in the documentation to make it a little bit more friendly. That said, it's a nice package, and a lot of credit is deserved to the Voice Diary people for this IMP. It's definitely something that is competitive, that you should look at if you're in the market for a talking voice organizer. Once you become familiar with the interface, it's small enough for you to easily carry it around in a pocket. I think you'll find it a great device. You can visit the website for more information. I understand that it sells for around about $300, but you can get further information. If you have another talking personal organizer, they do have a deal on at the moment where they'll give you a voice diary for a bit of a reduction there. So about half price, I think, more or less. The website, www.voicediary.com, www.voicediary.com. I think I'd give this about a 9 out of 10. That's the IMP, the Improved Voice Organizer, from Voice Diary.